Well, it is Sunday morning, and it's always a pleasure to welcome in our colleague and good friend Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. It's time now to look through the window of baseball with Bruce, and it's brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors and Truett and White, the professional builder's choice showroom down in Monterey. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Marty. Doing well, thanks.
Very good. Hey, the Dodgers have a bubble machine, apparently. Have you seen this?
I've been trying to avoid the bubble news because I heard that, of course, MLB wants to crack down on it, so I don't know how long we're going to see it. But, you know, it's from the wonderful world of the wild and the zany. It's,
yeah.
You know, kind of Oakland A's-like. You know, they're having fun. That's kind of the bottom line, I guess.
You know, isn't it funny when a team wins? I don't care. The Red Sox, you know, they're taking shots in the clubhouse and the T-shirts and the beards and long hair. The Giants have done it with the thong. And isn't it funny in baseball? And it's sort of the underground. You never know how it's going to go. But in baseball, they come up with these things. Isn't it funny?
Yeah. I think that really the essence of it, you know, baseball is a game of waiting, really. There's so much waiting, and especially for the guys who aren't playing, they're basically sitting in the dugout watching this entire game, and there's an awful lot of idle time there, and, you know, guys come up with stuff to keep them entertained. I mean, the stuff that goes on out in the bullpen can be really funny, what the guys get going out there, some of the little games they have going, but you got to keep yourself occupied and interested, and you know, it's a kid's game, and these guys want to stay kids as long as they can.
Yeah, no, it's a great point, because when it's going well, you know, they put bubble gum on a guy's hat. You know, the hot foot, Bert Blyleven will crawl around the stadium to get to fool you, to give you a hot foot. And Ron Wotus talked about stuff like that as well. It's funny, and I just, you know, we always talk about things that makes me think of stuff. You don't have that in basketball. No one's giving anyone a hot foot there. In football, you wouldn't do it because someone would crack you over the head with their helmet. Golf,
yeah,
people,
well,
golf, you can't sneeze, or, you know.
It's the beauty of the dugout. You can't really see these guys. You know? And when you're winning, everything's funny.
Boy, it's funny. Hey, how about when you're not winning? Things look like you'll never win a game again. Last night, Hudson really was hooked up like Peavy was with DeGrom the other day. You know, hooked up in another great pitching duel and one bad pitch. And, boy, this Alex Gordon, I love this guy, the way he swings a bat.
Yeah. He was a really touted guy when he came up, and he didn't quite fulfill that, and he sort of dropped off the map a little bit. But, boy, he's really emerged as a fine player. You know, Kansas City's they're just a solid team. They don't blow you away with big names, but they play the game well.
Well, Hector
Sanchez. Except for Billy Butler when he's running the base.
Well, I said today, I mean, look, he's got two homers, two doubles. You know, he's got all this stuff going on. He hits the ball hard enough where he doesn't get in trouble until he's got to go to another base. That's really funny to watch him. Really.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be taking too many extra bases here for a while. I mean, one stop at a time for him.
How about his sliding?
You know. Yeah, he does it. It's not part of his repertoire. It's pretty much swing the bat, and we'll see.
Yeah, from Jacksonville, Florida, if I remember. I think I interviewed him a while when he first came up with Kansas City. And I think if I'm not mistaken, he is a free agent coming up this year. And he's another guy who can swing. Yeah, he can swing the bat. I like that.
Yeah, he's looking like a DH. If the rosters were a little larger, a National League team could take him and just have him be a pinch hitter if he didn't crack the lineup. But he's looking like a DH all the way.
He looks like John Kruk. I don't know.
Yeah.
Reminds me, you know, he's got that John Kruk look to him. You know,
he's
that,
round.
Yeah, that when he does stuff. Hey, this pitching matchup today, and again, you know, we love pitching. You and I have followed it for years and years and years. Who the heck is Danny Duffy, and where did he come from? Because he's putting up numbers that would be interesting to watch him today. Is he a little Cole Hamels? Is he a little Kershaw? The league has not hit him very well. 25 years old, and this is one of those phenoms that you say, well, you'll never beat this guy, but somehow he lost 10 games.
Yeah, well, honestly, I haven't really been following the Royals. I do get the package, and I always try to watch the Dodgers. I'm watching the Red Sox now. They got Cespedes, and Heath Hembree goes 4 shutout innings last night.
How about that?
Out of the bullpen. But, you know, I haven't seen a lot of Kansas City, and you know about Gordon and Butler and Hosmer, who has been hurt, but their pitching is amazing. Every time you see one guy after another, you know, is these guys have live arms, and that's, you know, that's what it takes to contend.
Well, you bring up Heath Hembree. I'm glad you brought that up, Bruce. You know, thank God for the internet, because
I
get the paper delivered, you know, and you open your paper up, and there it is, incomplete. It used to drive me crazy. You know, you could never find out the score you know, yeah. what happened. So last night the Angels and Red Sox play 6 hours, 33 minutes. So if I do the math, let's say it's a 7 o'clock start. That's about 1:30 in the morning that it ended. 19 innings last night.
Yeah, not only that, but the game-ending homer, of course, there was a review, so they're all standing around.
Oh, but I didn't see that. Oh, really?
Yeah, Pujols hit it out, and the guys were jumping all over each other. But wait a minute, we got to review it. So that's a little bit of an anticlimax there, but a heck of a win for the Angels. And Heath Hembree came in. I watched a little bit of it. He got out of a bases-loaded one-out situation. He did go four innings. He's an imposing figure out there. And who knows, maybe he's finding it right now with the Red Sox.
Well, and after that, the reward, he's been optioned back to Pawtucket.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
What else can he do?
Well, he pitched four, so, and they used the whole staff, so they got to get rid of somebody. And then he's back. He's back in AAA, and they brought somebody else back up today. So,
hey, he'll be back up at some point for sure.
Yeah, I never understood the Heath Hembree saga, to tell you the truth. And I realize he came up throwing much harder. But they never gave him a chance. I mean, they brought him up in September. He didn't do badly. He acquitted himself actually quite well. I never understood why everybody jumped ahead of him. I really never understood that.
Yeah, well, it seemed like they were grooming him just for the one role to finish the game. So, that's what he did in the minors, and that's what they wanted him to continue to do. But in the meantime, with Romo they'd close with Affeldt and Casilla ahead of him as well. He just never got a chance to pitch in that role, and therefore really not much at all. I thought it was tough to give him up because, he didn't always have the best command, but he's enormous out there. He's got a lot of mound presence. He looks confident. He's got pretty good stuff. I don't know if he throws as hard as he once did, but he still throws plenty hard. He looked real good last night, so that could be one that got away, especially with Romo. You don't know what's going on with him for the future.
Yeah, I never understood it. And this is a guy who never did anything bad.
No.
He never came up, and Jake Dunning gave up two grand slams in the blink of an eye. I mean, that didn't happen. So I never quite understood that one. Chris Half tweets this morning, and I don't know if this is right. He may be right, that Pujols' walk-off home run in the 19th inning last night erases Willie Mays' mark of the longest game with a walk-off home run. Of course, the Marichal Spahn game, where he hit the home run in the 16th inning. So we'll have to verify that, but that is one record. Willie, of course, has homered 1 through 16. He's the only one to do that in every inning. But that's interesting if Pujols now is the record holder for the latest walk-off homer in a game.
I'd have to think so. I mean, you don't get many 19-inning games to begin with. And by that time, most guys are too tired to hit one out. They win it on a grounder to second,
Right, and you're doing it off the backup catcher who's now pitching.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
There's absolutely nobody left at that point.
Yeah.
Hey,
no, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, this week we may have a new commissioner. This is like electing president, this is incredible. The drama that they go through in this thing. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday, and I was just joking with you that Tom Werner is in the mix, and, of course, the producer of the Roseanne show and all that. What do you think is going to happen with this? Do you think they'll go outside baseball? In other words, outside the office in New York and bring in a guy like Werner to do it?
Yeah, well, anybody who produced the Roseanne show, to me, gets hurried right into the commissioner's job.
I mean, come on, this could be good.
That's the one criterion I'm looking for.
This could be fun.
I think he did Bosom Buddies, too, so that really iced it.
Okay.
I remember Tom Werner, he owned the Padres. He basically ran that franchise into the ground in the early 90s. Mm. He's not universally respected. The other guy, Tim Brosnan, I guess it's down to three guys. Tim Brosnan was in charge of the business end, so sure he's a heck of a personality. And Rob Manfred, he's the soldier. He's the guy that's ground out labor agreements time after time and was in on the biogenesis, punishments and is a real hard worker and gets things done and is Seelig's guy. I always picture Joe Torre taking over this role. Yeah. Somebody that people know, they know the face, they trust him. He's got a little bit of personality and, I don't know if Joe Torre wants to spend all his time trying to convince this or that owner what to do. That can be a maddening job, and it's really not baseball at that point. So you're down to these three guys, and you know there's a lot of infighting, and there's some of the, I guess Jerry Reinsdorf doesn't want Manfred in there, and he Reinsdorf carries a lot of weight. So I'm not going to be thrilled with any of the choices if those are the three.
Well, they say those are the three, but you're right about Joe Torre. I don't think he wants to put Reinsdorf in a speed dial.
Exactly.
You know, he picks up the phone and says to his wife, "Oh, great, Jerry Reinsdorf is calling." You know,
yeah, every day.
Right. That's why they can't go outside the ownership, because the egos of the people who run it, they can deal with each other. But
yeah.
You get someone who's on a little lesser level, you know,
yeah.
They couldn't deal with it.
And, you know, they're going to be missing, you know, Selig is often described as sort of a bumbling boob, as my kids use that term. But, you know, he's not terribly presentable, and he's always cupping his hand to his ear, and it seems kind of crotchety and out of touch, but he's got he brings a real personal touch to this thing. I've had many conversations with him, usually over something that I wrote that he didn't like, and we wind up having a very civil conversation, very friendly, and you know, well, you take it easy, you know, good luck to you, and all this stuff. And he went out of his way to make those contacts with writers all over the country.
Mm.
And really, really does care deeply about baseball and brought the human element to it for a lot of us who were able to be in touch with him. And that's definitely going to be missing, no matter which one of these guys comes in.
Yeah. Hey, Bruce, first of all, the Giants lineup, as the guys have tweeted this morning, Adam Duvall is back and Juan Perez has been sent back to Fresno. So I'm not sure where. Well, probably yeah. the first base situation is dire at this point. They've got to get someone in to play there. I guess they're not happy with Morse. And Ishikawa is not really the answer. And if Posey catches, they got to figure that out. So Duvall is back. But I said last night, you know, this team, they're right in the middle of it. We know that. There's 45 games to go, and you get a 7-day hot streak, and boy, things can look up. And there's no reason they can't do that with the pitching they have. But I just think Hunter Pence has got to be put in the middle of this batting order. I just think he's wasted at the top. He's having a great season. Some say like an MVP season. Get him back to the top of the order, and not the top, in the middle of the order, and see if he can do something.
No, I agree. I mean, that there's been such a drought in the leadoff spot. But you know, if Pagan is back, that should make it easy to get Pence work in the middle. He definitely should be hitting third or fourth. He's the best player on the team right now. And an inspirational guy and everything else that we know about him. But, yeah, it's a real bad stretch. I mean, you throw out all those names, it's just like the musical chairs of mediocrity, you know, and it seems like there's no end to it. But I think they're going to get hot, and they're only three out in the loss column right now. They're definitely going to get hot at some point, probably sooner than later. And then maybe they get back into a tie with the Dodgers or whatever. As we've said so many times, the Dodgers aren't running away with it, so... it does look really dire right now, but it's amazing how close they still are.
And that's the way baseball works.
Yeah.
Just when it looks the darkest is when they turn it around. I've seen this for
definitely.
Years. And all of a sudden, you burst the Dodgers' bubble.
I think I think the big turnaround is going to be at home. I just can't imagine them continuing to lose like that at AT&T. I think they're going to put together a nice little run there.
That was a joke. Burst the Dodgers' bubble.
Yeah. Good one, Marty.
Come on, you got a long drive today. Come on, I want to make sure.
I do, you're right.
I want to make sure you're up here.
I'll be regaling the family with that one a couple of times.
Right. Hey, they showed a picture of this Rusney Castillo, the Cuban player. I would sign him just on the picture.
Yeah, that's how I felt about Cespedes. Not the picture, but the video he put out.
Yeah.
He put out a video of him sprinting and lifting weights and all this stuff, athletic feats, and it was just mind-blowing, you know, and... You know, Puig, to look at him is like, oh, my God, yeah, that guy looks great. I haven't seen the guy, but if he looks that good, all the better.
He looks just like Puig. Maybe
oh,
a little
small.
I just sign him just to put him in the dugout. Really. And have him swing a couple of bats.
We went off a picture. That would be the classic.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
You know, and then the guy hits like 40 home runs or something. What's the difference, you know?
Yeah,
my
why
goodness.
Not? Take
well,
a chance.
All right, Tim Lincecum today, I kind of sort of challenged him a little bit. You know, he's got all the credentials. He's going up against this kid that nobody can hit right now. It's one of those movies. I have to tell you, it's like The Natural or something like that, right out of the movies. And I think he's got to pitch a game today, and like Peavy did, like Hudson did, and even in Losing Causes, he can't let this thing get away today.
Yeah, I guess the weather is not great, so maybe we'll have some good lightning and thunder drama behind him, and it'll be a full movie indeed. But who knows what to expect from Lincecum really at any time. I'm usually pretty optimistic, and he's pitched a lot of great games. But today's one where they really need him to pitch a gem, because it just doesn't seem like they're going to get a whole lot of runs. But he's the guy for the job. He loves to take the ball in this kind of situation, and we'll see.
All right, we will. Hey, it's going to be a good game. Lincecum and Duffy. Bruce, thanks so much. And you're up to Lake Tahoe today, is that it?
I'm going up to Twain Hart. Some friends of ours have a house up there. We're going to spend a couple of days in the mountains and get a little R&R for my daughter before high school starts up again.
Terrific. Well, look forward to seeing you out at the park, of course. Thanks, Bruce.
You bet. Thanks, Marty.
All right, have a good trip. All right, that is Bruce Jenkins. Hopefully he'll be listening to us on the drive up today. So I appreciate Bruce being on. Well, have fun with him. This is a Sunday morning. This is the fun of baseball on a Sunday morning.